A great annual event is coming back to the Boston area 1 week from tonight. The old-time baseball game is back, and here to learn more about it is our friend Steve Buckley from The Athletic. Hey there, Buck. How are you?
I have never been better. We're pretty organized and raring to go one week from tonight, so we're excited.
That is fantastic. Let's get the title straight. It is the 29th annual Abbott Financial Management old-time baseball game. Next Thursday night, 7 o'clock, for the pregame at St. Peter's Field in Cambridge. And you got some heavy hitters there this year, a little baseball royalty.
Well, we've got Fred Lynn coming, and that's a very pleasant surprise for us because we have a couple of fans who come to our game every year who have been asking us for 8 years, can you get Fred Lynn? And the Red Sox got in touch with me a while back and said, if you can have the game on this night, we can get Fred Lynn over there, because the next night he's in the Red Sox Legend Suite the whole weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, for Red Sox Dodgers. And he's flying in on Wednesday, the day before our game, so that he can do a luncheon thing on Thursday. And then they're going to whisk him over, and he's going to be at our game. And it turned out to be a very easy get after all these years, so it worked out well.
Well, that's fantastic. And you also have Yogi Berra's granddaughter.
Yogi's granddaughter. I'll tell you a funny story. Is I 10, 12 years ago, in the All-Star game was in San Francisco, and a bunch of us went out to dinner, and she's friends with a friend of mine, John Shear, who used to work at ESPN. And John's one of my best friends. So we all ended up at the same dinner. And there's Lindsay Berra, granddaughter of Yogi Berra. And I told myself, I am not going to bore her all night with questions about Yogi Berra. The dinner comes to an end. We're all standing out in the street near the ballpark where the All-Star game is going to be. And she turns to me and she says, John Shear told me that you were the biggest sports history, baseball history fan he's ever known. And yet you didn't ask me a single question about Yogi all night. And I, you know, I had that. I could have had a V8 slap across my hand with the palm of my hand. And we've been friends ever since. And she played softball at North Carolina Chapel Hill. She's like an incredible athlete. She climbs mountains and all that stuff. And so the last 6-7 years, she's been coming up, not every year, but as a coach. And the first year, we didn't have a uniform small enough to fit her. She's a very good athlete, but not big. So we put her in the old Johnny Pesky uniform we had, which was kind of small. And, of course, she was mortified to wear a Red Sox uniform. So even though she said that Yogi and Johnny were good friends, which has been documented. So we went out and got a special number 8 New York Yankee pinstripe throwback uniform made just for Lindsay, and only she wears it. When she's not there, the uniform is not available.
Oh, that's fantastic. This year's game is a fundraiser for the Boston Home. Can you explain a little bit of what they do?
This was chosen by Aiden Freeberg, who's been one of our pitchers for 6-7 years. He approached us a couple of years ago and told us, quite frankly, he had been diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, and that it was going to be something he'd be dealing with the rest of his life. And he asked us if we would ever consider doing an MS fundraiser. And this was the year we had an opening in our schedule. And Aiden did some research, and we asked him if he could find something local. And he found the Boston Home in Dorchester, which it's been in operation for more than 100 years as a nonprofit working with adult patients who deal with MS. We went there, we visited with them. It was really kind of sweet. Aiden sitting with people in their 60s and 70s dealing with MS in its advanced form. And he came out of it, he says, no, we've got to do this. And we're doing it. And so it's kind of cool. I didn't know if you saw that in the release, but by a wild coincidence, and you know, I've been known to find angles to sell for this game. This one is completely organic. Fran Murphy, who's the CFO of the Boston Home, is the grandson of Lou Perini, who who was the former owner of the Boston Braves, who moved the team in Milwaukee exactly 70 years ago, 1953. And of course, we have a throwback Boston Braves uniform. So when Fran throws out the first pitch representing the Boston home, the recipient will be our player wearing a Boston Braves uniform. So this, so that all worked out nicely.
I saw that. That's very cool. And people also see a uniform, well, that they've only seen in the movies.
Oh, that's our Roy Hobbs uniform. One of our people came up with that idea the first year we had the uniform and said, hey, see if they have a Roy Hobbs uniform. And they did, Mitchell and Ness out of Philadelphia. And so we've had a Roy Hobbs uniform since that first year. And this is a little thing we're doing this year. There was a year back, and I think 07, 06, it's in the press release, Jed Hoyer, who at the time was assistant GM of the Red Sox, asked if he could play in the game because he was a very good baseball player at Wesleyan. And so we had him in the game. He played the entire nine innings at shortstop. And we were approached a few weeks back by the Intercity League in Boston. They said that the all-NESCAC Rookie of the Year was a player playing for the Lexington Blue Sox. And his name, of course, I can't, Ernie Little, I think is his name.
Ernie Little, so that is correct.
Well, you want to hear a funny story as a tangent. Every time I try to say his name, this is going to give away my age. I have called him Ernie Ladd and Floyd Little. And those are two football players from the 1960s. And I literally referred to him as Ernie Ladd, who was a Kansas City Chief, later became a pro wrestler. And then I called him Floyd Little, who was with the, I think, Denver Broncos. So that gives you an idea where my head is.
I was broadcasting a football game at Syracuse a few years ago, and they honored Floyd Little at halftime.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. So whatever that kid's name is, he's going to play in our game this year. So we're excited about that.
That's fantastic. Well, it's a who's who of baseball when you look at the people who have participated in the game through the years. You've been able to get some of the biggest Boston names to be there, from Pedro to Roger Clemens. My hero as a kid, Jim Lomborg, Mike Timlin, Lou Merlone, the Can, the late Jim Corsi, and so many more. Why do you think players are so former players are so willing to be a part of this?
Well, it started with Jim Corsi. He was a good friend of mine, and he was the first former Red Sox player to do it. And he kept talking it up on radio and TV. And then a few years later, we got Oil Can Boyd. And then it just, the snowball kept rolling down the hill. I was shocked when both Pedro and Roger Clemens agreed to do it. By the way, they agreed quite merrily. They didn't act like it was an inconvenience. They hung around to sign autographs afterwards. And I just think that it's a chance to do something that's fun. They're obviously helping out the charity. They're helping us recreate our mission. And, you know, you've heard me say, I worked at the Journal Tribune in Biddeford, and I worked at the Portland Press Herald. I've been at every one of these small ballparks. And I always cite, like, Goodall Park in Stanford, what a pretty ballpark it is. And people would say, oh, 3,000 people would show up and see the Babe hit a home run on a barnstorming tour, or you go to Waterhouse Field or St. Louis Field in Biddeford, and what's the name of the park where the Sea Dogs play, Hadlock, which when I was in Portland, that was just a ball field. That was just a local park. And I love the stories about people showing up in those venues to see games. And that's what we're trying to create or recreate. And having the former big leaguers there sort of brings out that barnstorming aspect. It is a proven fact that Babe Ruth did hit a home run at Goodall Park and a barnstorming tour. And it's a proven fact that Pedro Martinez pitched two innings of shutout baseball at St. Peter's Field. That's what we're trying to recreate, and that's what makes it so much fun.
We're talking to Steve Buckley. The old-time game coming up next Thursday down in Cambridge. It's going to be a wonderful time. Fred Lynn there, and I've always been of the belief that had circumstances been different, if he had spent his whole career at Fenway Park, he would likely be in the Hall of Fame.
He has said that. He doesn't say it as defiantly as you do and as I do. I think he says it wistfully. And he points out that, you know, he didn't leave the Red Sox. He was traded, which is technically true, but there was also a contract impasse. And it's something we all regret. I mean, he broke in 74 when I was a freshman in college, and I was not yet in this business. And I was able to look at it through a fan's eyes. And he was and remains one of the most exciting players in Red Sox history.
And I look at those three from that 75, the three outfielders. I don't know, was there a fountain of youth inside the monster for those years? Because Fred Lynn, Dwight Evans, Jim Rice, all, you know, in their early 70s, I think, now, and they all look great.
They all do look great. It is, and that's absolutely true. I will tell you a kind of a quick fun fact. Rice and Lynn came up in 74. Evans came up before that. And they all played left, center, right at different times. But the first time the Red Sox had a starting lineup of Rice in left, Lynn in center, and Dwight Evans in right. And again, I'm going to have to look it up, and I'm 99% sure, because I looked this up a few years ago. Happened to be the final game that Tony Conigliaro was in the lineup as the starting DH.
Wow.
And you remember, he had that second comeback in 1975.
Right. Hit a home run, I think, in his first at bat, right, when he came back?
That was the first comeback, opening day against the Orioles at Memorial Stadium. I was watching that. That was 1969. 1975 was the second comeback, which I still have my ticket stub. I'll put it on Twitter later on to prove that I still have it. Opening day 1975, he was the Sox DH, and Henry Aaron was playing in his first game in the American League, having returned to the Milwaukee Brewers to close out his career. He broke the all-time home run record in 74 with the Atlanta Braves, because he broke in with the Milwaukee Braves. And the two teams did something that was really cool. They allowed Henry Aaron, they made a nominal trade, and allowed Aaron to go back to Milwaukee to close out his career with the Brewers, who happened to be at semi-opening day, playing in the city where he first signed with the Boston Braves. So you had Henry Aaron as the DH in Milwaukee, Tony C as the DH for the Red Sox. I was a freshman in college. I would have quit college to be at that game, and I was.
Hey, I thought of you the other day. My friend John Perry posted a picture of a little golf outing to support Black Bear Baseball, playing with his old teammates, Kevin Buckley, Pooch Pickett, and Pete Adams.
Wow. Pete Adams from Portland High. Poochie, I haven't seen him in years. And Kevin Buckley, no relation, from Braintree, Mass. I ran into at LaGuardia Airport about 5 or 6 years ago, and we had a nice chat. And we were just sitting there waiting for the shuttle back to Boston. And of course, he looks great. And it's funny. I never covered him at Maine because he had already signed with the Rangers before I covered the Black Bears for 2 years. But a couple years later, in 86, I think it was, he was signed by the Indians and spent the whole year with the Maine Guides. So the year I got to know him was the year he played for the Maine Guides. And I can't say how many people, when I was there, asked me how my brother was doing, because I said on a radio show once, I said, well, he's not my brother, but I do have a brother named Kevin Buckley, and who was a three-year starting tight end, shortstop and tight end at Cambridge High in Latin. So because I said I do have a brother named Kevin Buckley, it got misinterpreted as though that Kevin Buckley is my brother. He's not, any more than Poochie Pickett is.
Breaking news out of Fenway Park that you shared earlier this afternoon. Spicy mustard is back?
Well, it's coming back, according to the morning show in Boston. I saw that. This has been a, and I'm not kidding when I say this, this has upset me for many years, because Bill Ballew, the Worcester Telegram, and me, but more Bill than me, have been outraged that you can't get spicy mustard at Fenway. When we were kids, you may remember, Yaz and Yaz's then wife, they did commercials with Goulden's mustard.
Right, that was the first time I ever had spicy mustard, was at Fenway Park.
Yeah, and spicy mustard belongs in a hot dog. to me, yellow mustard is yellow vinegar. That's what it tastes like. And and so they had Brian O'Halloran, the assistant GM of the Red Sox, on, and apparently the host chose that as their topic du jour. I'm hoping they covered some other topics, but they did bring up the mustard, and Brian, ever the good sport, said that he'd jump right on that. So I took it as, well, then you got to deliver then, or I'm going to run you out of town. So I sort of glommed on to their morning show argument and put my two cents in.
I'm all for that.
I love a hot dog with spicy mustard. I will not eat a hot dog with yellow mustard.
I'm with you completely on that. I'm Steve Buckley of The Athletic. Next Thursday night, it's the 29th annual old-time baseball game, the Abbott Financial Management old-time baseball game, 7 o'clock, St. Peter's Field in Cambridge. Admission is absolutely free, a wonderful time, and a great cause. Buck, we appreciate you coming on to talk about it, and good luck with everything next week.
In closing, if anybody in your audience is at the game next week, please, please, please find me and say hi so that I can report back to you on this.
Excellent. That sounds great. Hey, thanks, Buck.
See ya.
Steve Buckley talking old-time baseball game with us.